Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse, turn it on.
Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tim Knight, a.k.a. Nighttime. Yes, we have a little bit of difficulty there, but it's all good. We are here, so don't worry. Miss Erica Chanel, what's going on with you? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, yeah, sorry about that little mix-up here, but it's all good at the Night House. So what's up? This is the last show of the year. Wow, this is something pretty big, huh?
Yeah, but you know what? It's so funny because it doesn't really even feel like, it didn't feel like Christmas. It doesn't feel like it's the end of the year. It's just start, I guess, like as you get older. I don't know what it is. I don't know. How do you feel?
Well, I feel like this.
Day and night. I toss and turn. I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain what I need for keeps. This silly game we play. Now look at this.
All right. Now, man, listen. We're going to end this year off.
Wait,
right?
Are you serious right now? Did you just play that to tell me how you felt?
Yeah,
I'm like, no. I was like, is there another technical difficulty? What's going on?
No, I played that on purpose, day and night, man. You know, but no, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good space. You know what I mean? It's the last show of the year, and I figure we take it out on a good note instead of a bad note. You know what I'm saying? And this has been a crazy year. A lot of craziness. Of course, we got to talk about some serious stuff tonight, but in the midst of that, we're going to have some fun. So we thank you for listening. Each and every one of you who stayed with us throughout this whole year. It's been a long time, but we was consistent for the most part this year, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. We made it. And this year we got some cool stuff coming up for you. We're going to be seeing us a little bit more. So I think that's going to be kind of new and innovative. A person gave me a good idea, a good friend of mine. So we're going to be taking it live. Listen, we want to hear from you. This is it. 323-443-7453. Again, that's 323-443-7453. We won't be able to talk to you till next year. It's a long time. All right?
Yeah, so long.
It's a long time. Now, so we got some cool stuff coming up. I'm going to play some music from Lady LaSure, the Queen's Speech. You know, you guys can tell me what you think about her. In comparison to, I would say, you know, Nicki Minaj, I think this girl is really about to take off. I guess her stuff is really, you know, out there. So I'm excited to play that. Now, Miss Erica Chanel, let's get to it. All right, first thing I guess we could talk about, and I know everybody probably read about this whole T.D. Jakes situation. Tell me about that. What's going on?
Well, T.D. Jakes, and I actually saw the post, he, what they call clap back.
You call a what? You said? Yeah, you said
I saw it on Instagram. Huh?
Oh.
Are you okay? Can
okay.
you
Yeah, I got you.
Right? Okay.
I'm totally fine. I'm in good spirits. Continue on. We good.
Okay. I'm so happy that you're in good spirits. But
yes.
Like I was saying, it was on Instagram, and I had saw the post myself. Basically, he slammed one of his followers because he was wearing ripped jeans to church. So the follower had some choice words. It says, look, oh, wait, I'm sorry. Bear with me one moment.
Are you okay?
Because
well, yeah.
Bottom line is he let them have it because he felt like it was fine that he was wearing ripped jeans. They had said something about him being too old and he was at church and he shouldn't have he should be able to wear whatever he wants to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it was. He was told he was too old for jeans with rips and tears.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with that. Now, I mean, you was about 67 years old. I mean, there is a time and place for everything. But I get it. They're trying to be ripped. I'm just saying, you know.
He looks good, and the rips aren't excessive. If you see the picture, he has a nice blazer on. You see him? You see it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't. I wanted to read to, the listeners the part. I do apologize. I'm so sorry. But that's basically what happened. So you think he's too old?
I'm looking at
wearing those jeans.
Yeah, I do think he's a little bit old. I mean, it's not over the top. I mean, it's definitely, you know, cool. I thought it was some real serious T.D. Jakes news. I'm thinking that he really did something and he's talking about what the man wearing to some church. Ain't no big deal. This man, he is too old for this get up. I'll give him that. You know what I mean? But he's still kind of fly, though. I don't blame him. Hey, you got money, you can
do
what you want to do.
That's right. He checked them. He let them know, like, you know, he wore whatever he want to wear. Yep. There was something else that I wanted to talk to you about. Have you heard of this guy, Ethan Couch?
Ethan Couch, Mr. Suffering from Effluenza.
Yes.
Yes.
You know he got captured.
He's too rich to know. Yeah, he got caught, in Mexico.
He got caught in Mexico. That's right, him and his mother. Because, he didn't want to turn himself in because they had that video of him playing beer pong.
Well, see, didn't I say that last week? They left the country? Didn't I say that?
I wasn't on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Miss T. Shout out to everyone. I know y'all checking for, but she shall return.
Right.
Engagement. Yes. But I definitely predicted that last week, y'all. I said, they definitely left the country. Sure enough, they found these simple cells up in, Mexico, huh? How long was that going to last?
Yeah, they were like in Puerto Vallarta, and he like dyed his hair black. He looks horrible.
Well, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to agree they must be suffering from affluenza because you don't go to no hood spot. Y'all go to Puerto Vallarta. Y'all go to the luxury resort. Only white folks. No offense to white folks. But only y'all ain't going nowhere that you won't be found. Y'all on the beach chilling, drinking.
That's right. Like nobody's gonna notice them.
Chilling.
That's probably where they found them too.
Exactly. He's like, nah. See, listen, Mom. This is what we need to do, right? See, I'm gonna get some dye, right? I'm gonna dye my hair and my mustache. They gonna think I'm Mexican. They'll never find us here on this island.
Shut up. That just
really,
didn't have happened.
Oh,
but,
man.
They didn't get away with that. They definitely didn't get away with it.
Nah. Well, hey, they tried. That's all you can do is try, you know? Now, that was an error. But
okay.
On that note, actually, I want to let the world listen to Miss Lady LaSure. If you don't know who she is a young rapper from London, England. She'll not do her thing. Check her out. We'll be right back.
I hold it down like a snapshot. Go over your head like a snapback. Uploaded a pic, double tap that. And your flow so old, granddad.
Bruh.
It's just banter.
Yeah.
I'm way too much like a black cab.
I boss.
What are you snapchatting in the club for? Just dance, man. Like, yo, fam, alam. Yo, fam, yo, fam, alam. Ain't no girl better than. I'm on the road, caravan. Let me do this fast, Ramadan. Cause it's going down, avalanche. I'ma keep it short, paragraph.
Yeah.
Queen Nisha, my rain, and a rap. Cause you're off Israel, Nazareth. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of snaky friends, just Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no debate on who's better.
Come on.
I'll turn a man to a girl like Bruce Jenner. Shout down the dance like. Me broke down the dance like. I be the one they love, I be the dance. They know where I'm from. Oh, one to the 2-1. Yo, brethren, where is your hairline gone? I can't believe it, I can't believe the cheek. Some girls wake up and don't even brush their teeth. That's a dead thing. That's a bad breath take.
Morning.
How could you talk my name and you ain't even brushed your teeth?
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush
your teeth. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush
your
teeth.
Brush your teeth. Bars cold like a TikTok. You've got a pot belly like Rick Ross. Stiff gal, do the TikTok. Big mouth gal, where your lips gone?
Where?
I ain't got time to be TikTok. But I got a new wristwatch. Let's go toe to toe. Flip flops. I make the crowd jump like crisscross.
Sure.
I got a dark skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a light skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel. Which one's which? Not sure.
Nah.
Name gonna clap. Encore. Don't think you're buff cause you're wearing contour. Cause I'll wipe your brows off.
Yeah.
I'll snatch your wig and your nails off.
Baffling.
I go blind, hands out. Like I'm at the nail shop. Look, these girls are bluffing.
Uh-huh.
They really ain't on nothing.
Nah,
you can't do dirt on me.
Are you gonna go and get your cousin?
What? Everything ends rosy, I beg you not. I'll clean the teeth and set it off.
Yeah.
Then I bounce like a belly flop. Got one eye on your man. Set you up.
Yeah, baby.
I'm getting watched. Watch me like Netflix. You go to the club, but you ain't got dough for your gas and electric.
That's it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the cheek. Some man wake up and don't even brush their teeth. How could you do that? How could you even speak? How could you talk my name and you ain't even brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Queen speech for you now. Side for the way.
Bang gang galang gang gang gang. Bang gang gang gang. Bang gang galang gang gang gang. Dang 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 dang.
Yes. It's Lady LaSure. The Queen's Speech. What you think about that out there in Nighthouse Radio? And what you think, Miss Chanel? Miss Chanel? Hello?
Sorry, I'm here. I'm here.
What you think about that?
No, I'm here. I definitely liked it. I felt like I liked the fact that I could hear her accent. You know, a lot of the times, you know, the British singers, they, when they sing, they sound American. I mean, they sound wonderful, like Adele and whatever. Anyway, I couldn't think of no other ones. But so
wow,
I definitely
yeah,
all of them
singers, Adele. Let's do it.
So,
go ahead.
So Adele, Sam Smith. Who's the one with the red hair? I can't remember his name. But anyway, they sound very Amy Winehouse. They sound very soulful when they're singing. But she, when she raps, she doesn't sound American when she raps. Kind of like how Iggy Azalea sounds American when she raps, but mm-hmm. she's Australian. So
right.
I definitely like that twist on it, because normally you don't hear them in that, in their natural dialect. Like, it's just they don't sound British. But I definitely like that.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, she about to do her thing, man. So that's what's up there. Now let's get to the hard news right now. Tamir Rice, excuse me. I guess they found him not guilty, right? The officer.
Oh yes.
Let's get into that real quick. Yeah, fill us in, Miss Erica Chanel.
Well, from what I gather, you know, the young boy who was murdered, and you know what, he's only 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His mother is definitely devastated about the fact that they're not going to, you know, prosecute the officer that shot him. So, I mean, you know, this is not the first time this has happened, and we have, like, a list of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, individuals being murdered, African-Americans. But, I mean, I don't know what the issue is. I mean, what do you think?
The issue why he did not get prosecuted? Or the issue
I'm asking you two questions at one time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, why do you think this keeps happening? Why do you think black people, especially black men, keep getting shot by the police? And then why do you think that when it goes to court, nothing happens? They don't get indicted, then nothing happens to them. Like, they're out in the street. Just like that Ethan Couch boy killed all those people. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you to answer a question.
That's fine. I'm waiting patiently. See, the first thing, us black people, we've got to learn to shut up, okay? We can't be talking all the time, expressing our opinions and our feelings. We need to just be docile, docile. Yeah, we need to just let people run over top of us, and it will be fun.
Because I'm like, he can't be serious right now.
No, it's still not funny, though, but straight up, it's still not funny. But I think there's definitely a respect of black life, period, at this point. And a lot of that, you know, does stem from us allowing ourselves to be pimped, be it the music, the media, whatever it is. We allowed ourselves to be disrespected. You know what I'm saying? So now to the point, you know, everybody disrespects you. It's just like if you was in school, whatever, if you was a punk, you know, one person slap you, then everybody else gonna slap you, because that's just the reputation. I say that because who do the young people want to emulate? They want to emulate the rappers and all these other people who they perceive to be successful. So in the search of a check, we sold out, and, you know, we just basically sold out. I remember the first time I was in a movie theater, I think probably I went to see Boys in the Hood. Now, this first time I heard the word nigga, let's just throw it out there, used in a movie. Like, where do you see such a derogatory word just used, like, in a major motion picture? Like, when did that become okay and cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's okay, like, this, nobody thinks twice about it. So, and just like the music, like, the objectifying our women and everything else, every negative thing we can think of as black people, we got it in our music. You know what I'm saying? You don't see that in the white folks stuff. Not causing a white and black issue, I'm just saying. The standards where you know, all these so-called black leaders and all these particular people that are supposed to be standing up for us, nobody really fought long and hard to stop these images being portrayed of our people, because whether it's a subconscious thing, you know, it weighs on your subconscious. You know, every video, every this, every that, all of the news, the media, everything that has something negative about black people, it weighs on you, whether you're white or black, and here we are. So, and the cops are no different, you know what I'm saying? They had a form of opinion based on their experience in the field with dealing with black people. They put us all in a box, and here we are. So that's my thought.
That's true. You are absolutely correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great analogy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so I partly,
well,
you know, blame myself.
How do you feel being a black man in America right now and raising two young men to become, you know, adults in this society? How do you feel?
Well, I feel that my movie, the first short that's coming out this year, well, it's in 2016, along with the other projects that I'm working on, is going to provide me enough money to move the hell out of America. I'm talking, that's what I feel. That's what I'm working on. No, but no, that is a very serious question, and that does make you not so much apprehensive, but it's more so when I talk to them, I'm talking from a place of realness that I believe that they can relate. You know what I'm saying? From a black man who does not always feel comfortable going into settings that, settings in which I'm the only black guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not uncomfortable, not a very comfortable thing all the time. So I have to make them understand that this is the world that you live in. Not that you're supposed to be racist or treating anybody different, but I want you to be aware of what you're dealing with. There's good people that comes in all colors. At the end of the day, you're still a black man, so there is a certain level of expectation that you have to reach in my household so that you'll be prepared and ready for the world that you're going to face. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be that much more better at whatever you do. So a lot of times, you know, I guess you can be perceived as arrogant or cocky and all that stuff when I go to my job, I do my thing, but or how I look at stuff when I come at certain situations. I come at it from a standpoint, I'm going to be best at whatever I can do. You know what I'm wherever I'm best at it, because that's the mentality you have to pass if you're going to be something in this world as a young black man. And you can't allow yourself to be institutionalized at no stage, because they're locking up these kids so young, from 11 to 12 years old, for the simplest things that your white counterpart would have probably got a slap on the wrist for. You would be in juvenile hall, and then obviously here we go. You know what I'm saying? That's where it starts. You get in trouble one time, one or two times, now you're in juvenile hall, now you're becoming a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm on top of
there
it, and we can, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, there was something else that I had read on. There was some black Yale students that went to a frat party, and they were turned away because they told them they only wanted white girls only. That's what they told them. And there was a couple other people that said the same thing happened. It was a group of minority females, and they told them no. They couldn't come in.
They wouldn't let the black females in?
Correct.
Now, that's, you know, wow, times have changed because, you know, the white boys are always trying to get with a sister. Man, times is rough when they turn you away. That's saying something. That is saying something. Well, hey, listen, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to hit y'all with an old school song that I know y'all love. Call us, 323-443-7453. Let's lighten the mood up a little bit here. I went a little dark on y'all for a little bit. Okay, I still need my job, y'all. Here we go.
Some
we're back. That was Groove Theory, right? Y'all remember that?
That's so funny because I was just talking about this group with one of my coworkers today because she told me that she went to high school at the Creative and Performing Arts High School in Philadelphia. And I said, oh, yeah. She was talking about Boyz II Men. They went there and she had known them. And then I was like, well, remember LaMelle LaRue? She was from that group Groove Theory, and she went there too.
Oh, really? She went to Philly? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I like them. I like that song they had. Hey, at least you have one. Okay? You have one hit.
Right.
That's right. Now, here's some crazy news. Hey, that was a good hit, too. All right, now I'm back to my blackness. Some of my callers are calling my blackness into question here, but it's all good. But let's go into some crazy news. Now, of course, everyone, you know, we just finished celebrating Christmas for those who do. Shout out to Happy Kwanzaa. You know, everybody do the Kwanzaa thing. And I'm going a quick tangent, then I'm coming back, all right? Now, we do need to start celebrating Kwanzaa, straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Is it Kwanzaa? Because I didn't even know.
Kwanzaa. Exactly the point,
sister. What exactly? I've learned what Kwanzaa is, but I always forget because I don't celebrate it, so it really doesn't mean anything to me.
Exactly.
And you might take offense to me saying that, but that's just what it is. Just like I don't know anybody who celebrates Kwanzaa. So why is this like something, I mean, tell me why. You tell me why I should celebrate Kwanzaa.
Well, it begins Saturday, December 26th, okay, and it goes through Friday, January 1st. And really, I mean, ultimately it's a celebration of family, community, and culture. You know what I mean? And get this, people, this is the most cost-effective way to have a celebration. This is the cheapest one around because you get to make stuff. Can't beat that, right? Can't beat that. Now, some people, their credit cards is really screwed up right now. I mean, you'd be paying that thing off for the rest of the year. Kwanzaa, you could have got something that was meaningful and, you know what I mean, and gave it to your family. So next year, we're celebrating Kwanzaa. All right? You with me? Is that good enough reason? Is that a good spill or no? Is that good fire?
Yes, I think it's an awesome reason. next year, I want to see you celebrate. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we do need to take our stuff seriously, though, straight up. Because every,
but where is it from, though? Like, who came up with it? Like, who is it from the motherland?
Well, I mean, you didn't learn about that in school? They didn't tell you? Well, you did go to white school.
You don't now, is what you're telling me. You're telling me
well,
like,
that's
be partaking.
Well, I would
you're
say that, you know, well, I grew up in, you know, Detroit, so we did actually learn about it. Now, did we continuously practice it? No, but we knew a little bit about it. Dr. Malina Karinga, and he's from L.A., from what I understand. And it's, you know, I mean, we can Google it. I don't want to butcher up there, you know, the whole cause here with my bad interpretation of what it means. But let's be mindful of stuff that represents us, all right? So, I mean,
okay.
This is a lesson for me and everyone else listening. Need to check out Celebrate Kwanzaa. Now, what I was going to say was that a California man was arrested for allegedly burning woman alive on Christmas Day. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
This guy?
Yeah, I saw
Clarence.
That. And he looked
yeah.
so crazy. You see him?
Yeah, with the hair. He looks like he's calm. He looks calm. He's like, yeah, she's on fire.
But he looks crazy.
He looks crazy.
You don't think he looks crazy?
He looks much calmer. I mean, he got that off his chest. He definitely looks, you know, more relaxed. Because the one picture, his eyes closed, like, yeah. You know, but I mean, that's got to be a crazy argument to where you're going to put somebody on fire. That's
now,
hard.
He's not the one who actually turned himself in after he committed a crime to get the reward, right? This is not him.
No, I don't know about this one.
You hear
no,
about
this
that?
Is nah. Yeah, I heard about that. He turned himself in to get the reward. Well,
yeah.
See, I mean, you can't even arrest him because he's obviously crazy. So now he's gonna get off.
Right.
The technicality, isn't he? This dude's definitely crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me.
Well,
I want to turn
him. Yeah. He looks similar to him.
Left. Oh, okay.
So.
Well, this is not funny. I'm not making light of this, but you know, it looks like they got into argument. Doused with gasoline, set on fire, using a
that
cigarette.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Well, there was, you heard about the other shootings in Chicago?
Another shooting in Chicago?
Yeah, there was two people, a 55-year-old mother of five and grandmother. Her name was Betty Jones. And a young guy, his name was Quintonio Legrier. He was 19. And what happened was Quintonio had some type of, he was like an honor student. He was going to college. But he had like a mental issue, and he was in the hallway of this apartment complex wielding a bat. So his father had asked Miss Jones if she could open the door for the police, and they fatally shot her and the boy.
Well, let me make sure I understand. So the boy was wielding a bat. And the police came. The woman opened the door.
Yeah.
And they shot. Why?
Yeah, it says that the police opened fire, hitting both Legrier and Jones. Because he was holding that bat, and that's what the family wants to know. How come they didn't use tasers? Why would they have to just start shooting crazy like that at them? And the medical examiner, he's ruling this both deaths to be homicide. So,
wow. Okay.
It's not good. It's terrible.
Well, that's good in the sense, since they ruled it a homicide, that maybe this fool will actually get prosecuted, because they didn't just say wrongful death or nothing like that. They specified it as homicide, as which it is. That leads to a whole other thing. You know, this Chicago's going to erupt. Now, back to my conspiracy theories, I guess, from last week when I mentioned that this prophet, he had mentioned that there's going to be a civil unrest in Chicago. Like, it's going to set it off, and that's going to be all the stuff. If you're just paying attention, every week, this whole year has been hell. Let's just keep it real. It's been one incident after the next, after the next, after the next. White versus black, black versus white. All of this drama, Muslims versus white and everybody else, you know what I'm saying? It's been a whole combination, a snowball effect. This is leading somewhere, unfortunately. This is leading towards something. That's why they keep feeding us with this garbage. You know what I'm saying? They're getting killed, black people getting off left and right. But anyway, that's what the prophet said. It's going to be something crazy that takes place in Chicago that the election might not even happen. And Obama might be getting on, because this is deep. Now, I don't want to get too deep, but I will tell you this. Everything is not what we see, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us don't have time to think outside of the box, which is why when it comes down to it, we're going to be taken off guard, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bring in some other guys on this show pretty soon that's going to show us how to survive, right? We need to know this information. No, it seems crazy and far-fetched because nothing like this has happened yet. But this is leading towards something. This is craziness. And, you know, this whole shooting thing, shoot first and ask questions, at this point, Chicago should have taser guns. Their guns should be taken, confiscated at this point. And that goes for any police organization which has had a long-running history of killing people. Like, you should be using some alternative form of, at some point, you can't just be just freely shoot right now. And here's something that I'm going to be quiet. I was listening the other day, and they were saying that police officers in Philly, they were trying to remove their names from their badges. Did you hear about that? So that you wouldn't be able to identify the officer if they shoot them? Well, in case they shoot them, like, they didn't want it to be public knowledge if they shoot and kill a person in the street. Check that out. But anyway, I digress.
Serious?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do, because they're saying that the families, they themselves and their families, are being wrongfully targeted for doing their job. So, I heard that the other day on WRD. But,
wow.
Yeah,
it's starting to get really crazy. It's like, remember the story of Emmett Till? I think he whistled at a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
He came down to like Alabama or something from Chicago for the summer with his family.
Mm-hmm.
He was 14, and they beat him mercifully and like basically ripped his skin off his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad told me about that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And And let me. And the funny thing is how it is not funny at all, but how they, when they came to the house, the uncle, and they told them that they let him go. You know what I'm saying? They came to the house, and everybody, you know, I guess it's like, I guess if you want some of this, you know, but they, I guess, they didn't intervene. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's kind of where we are right now. We're not intervening enough. We talking,
that's
and we ain't
problem.
Doing nothing.
Yep. Because there's so many Emmett Tills happening every day. Like you said, it's been a horrible year.
Yep. And what are we really doing? Like, what have we done? Like, what have we done to stand up and say, you know, this is enough, enough? Just like with anything that involves black power, black pride, they try to tear it down, just like the whole Black Panther thing. Now, you talk to a white person, they would have you think that that was the worst thing that ever happened in, on the face of America. You know, and that really
right.
was just black people saying, listen, we about to just take care of our own situation. We don't need you to police us no more. Obviously, you're not doing a good job. They were providing food, all types of resources for the community and all that stuff, and it just wasn't happening no more. But when we rise up like that, they don't want to hear that.
Right. Like in Chicago, they're blaming Rahm Emanuel. He used to work for the White House, and then he got elected mayor of Chicago. And they're blaming him, and they want him to be to resign. Al Sharpton is leading that. And basically, he is in Cuba on vacation with his family, and he is going to be cutting that short so that he can try to restore accountability and trust in the Chicago Police Department. I don't even understand how he would end up going on a trip anyway if this, these things are happening in his city.
Well, what's he supposed to do? I mean, sit around and go to the hood? What's he supposed to do? I mean, I'm not sitting there with BS. I'm going straight to Aruba and go around and have a good time.
Now, see, you sound crazy because one instance you're talking about would just have to stop.
I'm joking.
And then the next.
I'm joking.
Say, I know you're crazy.
Saying.
You got a lot of jokes tonight.
I am.
You're in a feel-good kind of mood, huh?
Absolutely.
You feeling right?
I'm feeling good. But no,
That's good.
You know that, folks. Well, let me, as far as Rahm Emanuel, you know they're not going to put their life on hold for such a thing like this. I mean, but what really can he do at this point? This is at a level where you need help from Washington, D.C., basically, at this point, because it's out of control. You know, I mean,
right.
he can't really do anything. He's one man. And I'm sure the chief of police is probably, is he black, the chief of police in Chicago?
Look that up. I don't know. We can look that up and see. It's just like, you know, anybody who is put in power of something that's costly, like a city or just like the Eagles, they fired their coach, thank God.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly is no longer.
Yeah,
but anyway... it's the same thing. You know, you don't do right, they're going to get rid of you. Just like in Baltimore. That mayor, I think she resigned too, or she's going to, or something like that. Because it's just a bunch of, you know, craziness. When you're, like, you know, they don't necessarily do that with the president, you know, because there's always craziness happening. But when there's a riot or something, best believe chief of police and the mayor is going to be out the door.
Right.
Chief of police of Baltimore. I believe they're black, but...
Yeah, he's white. I just checked him out. But, this is just... And again, let's go back. Do we feel that our president is doing enough here? Or is it time out for him to stop allowing this to be worked out on a state level at this point? And also, do we want the hand of big government involved in local matters? Like, I mean, so that's a two-fold question. Is he doing enough? And should we be involved? Well, should he be involved anyway at this point? What do you think?
I don't know.
That's a tough one, right?
yeah. But there was something I just wanted to say. The actual Baltimore police chief, when the riots happened, was black. He got fired after that. The mayor fire him and hire another one. So that's probably who you're seeing back in July. Just to, you know, I just, you know, throw that in there and let you know. Correction.
Well, thank you. I stand corrected. That's all good. But yeah, you know, at this point, you know, I do wonder, you know, because I'm saying to myself, if they can't get it done locally, then it has to be something. Something has to be done. I just can't continue on with this senseless murders, like, every week. You know what I'm saying? Every week it seems like somebody is out there dying senselessly. You know, I don't know. So I'm looking at, well, anyway, let me get some entertainment news. And I know it's been a while since, you know, we missed you last week, so we had to do our best without you. So give me some entertainment news, please. Give us some entertainment.
Okay, okay. So Kay Michelle got her butt reduced.
That's definitely entertainment news. Okay, let's talk about how big was the booty before?
Her butt was really big. I mean, it was huge.
And
so
a measurement?
She decided. Oh, I didn't hear what you said. What?
Was there like measurements on it? Like, did they?
Oh, I don't know if there's measurements, but if you've seen it, you know it was huge.
Oh, I think.
If you go on her Instagram page, it was redonkulous. Okay, like it was humongous. Like it didn't make any sense. It just wasn't necessary. I mean, that's probably why she went and got it reduced, because that's like you're not even like all you're known for is this big behind. Nope, you're like not really singing. You know what I'm saying? And that's supposed to be what you're known for. It's all about you and this big old butt.
So, she can sing. She can sing.
She can sing, but that's probably why she got her butt reduced, because she wants people to take her seriously in her singing, because her butt was just way too big. She looked like a damn Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, she got a gold record. She's doing all right. Yeah, I think, I don't know. Well, I mean, this definitely will help, because, I mean, that was a good month.
Yeah. Then,
so how small is it now?
It looks pretty small. I mean, she's wearing all black, so you really can't see it, because usually she's wearing stuff, like, I wish she was wearing something where I could see it better. Now, before, we had this big old badonkadonk, I'm always seeing it. And
she's
now, you decide that, yeah, I can't see it. Where's that?
Well,
where did it go?
Hey, Michelle Booty.
Then, all right, and it's entertainment, but it is still it's sports news. So, Matt Barnes, he's an NBA player. Are you familiar?
Yeah,
he's played for a lot of teams. Okay, so he his ex-wife's name is Gloria Govan. Gloria used to be on a show called Basketball Wives LA. And Gloria and him have twin sons together. I don't know how they are, maybe 7, 8. But they got divorced, or they're getting separated, and she started dating Derek Fisher. Now, Derek Fisher used to play for the Lakers, and now he's a coach. Familiar? Okay. Backstory.
Right, yeah.
So what happened was, one of the twins called Matt Barnes and let him know that Derek was there at the house, and he had said something, and that set Matt off. So Matt was, like, maybe an hour away or something like that, and, like, drove, like, crazy fast to get to Gloria's house and started a fight with Derek Fisher. So that happened a couple months ago. So they just suspended him for 2 games because of that. Not something that happened on the court or anything like that. Something that happened in their personal lives. He got suspended. Yeah.
Just out the blue, mid-season, like, what the heck? How would that have to do? He should fight
crazy. Crazy.
That's ridiculous. And why is Derek Fisher messing with this broad anyway? When do these cats learn? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the issue is that, yeah, Matt Barnes is supposedly mad because I guess they were cool. That was his teammate, and now he messed with his ex-wife. So, you know, but he claims it's because of something happened with the son, but... I don't know.
These broads, I tell you. Basketball broads.
Yeah,
broads. Basketball broads, season one.
Really?
It's the broad. Well, first and foremost, she's going after the money, you know. I mean, when I seen her coming down the locker room, I was like, you got to get up out of here, man. You're corny. You done dated. You going for any basketball player you can find, right? Anyone will do. Now, this is, you done dated my homeboy, now you come down the street? Nah, get out of here. basketball broads next season. That's cool. Anyway, any other entertainment news outside of these basketball broads? That's the, you know what, that's the word for the night, broad. I like that word. Are you there? I think Eric Chanel has that bounce on.
I'm steady talking, and I think I had it on mute by accident. And I'm just talking and talking, and then I hear you saying, Erica, Erica. And I'm like, what?
That's all right.
Well, this is what I was saying. Broad, the word broad, I don't like that word. It sounds like some old school stuff, like, oh, where your broad at? Like just saying, like, where your old lady at? Where your old man at? No,
right.
Not broad.
I like broad. And
it sounds like, no.
Well, see, in the world of reality TV, this might work. People, chime in tonight. All right? We need a vote. 323-443-7453. Should we do a reality show called Basketball Broads?
No, absolutely not. You're crazy. Basketball broads. Sounds ridiculous.
Hey, well,
and you know
the broad game show is ridiculous. No, I'm joking. Anyway, let me get off these broads. Anyway, so, yeah, your boy Meek Mill might be going to jail, right? That's the talk of the town, Mr. Meek Mills.
It sounds, because I can hear you, yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
You're fine.
Hello?
You're fine.
Okay, did you say, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
I know, but never mind, forget it. Hello?
Yeah, that's silence. That's called silence. Waiting for you to speak. Yeah, that's. You know what I need? Some crickets. I need crickets.
You need some background music.
It's on now.
You do.
It's on.
Can you? Yeah,
on.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Okay.
All right. All right. Matter of fact,
you're having a good night. I'm having a good night. Here we go.
Day and night. I toss and turn. I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps is this silly game we play. Game we play. Now look at this.
All right. Now.
You're done. You're
back on track now. Yes,
okay,
you're back
yes,
on
let's
track.
Let's get back
now.
On track. We got to get back on track. Everything is not so funny. Are we doing more entertainment or are we moving on to something serious? Because I do have some more things if you don't want
to, well,
you know.
Well, let's do it. You don't
all
have
right,
to
so
broadcast. Just do it. Do
okay,
it.
Okay. Let's get to it. Let's get
all
it
right.
started.
There you go.
So, Taraji, you know Taraji, right?
P. Hilton? Yes. From the Justin Baby Boy? Okay.
No. No, Taraji P. Henson, Cookie
what,
from Empire.
Baby Boy.
What?
Okay. I remember the last time I saw her, she was in Baby Boy. So go ahead.
That's the last time you saw Taraji P. Henson?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Don't
it's
admit to that on air. No, you can't be serious.
But don't do that. She cares.
There's no way. If you don't know who I'm talking about, then this is really going to be pointless.
I know she
if
is.
I tell you,
I know. I know who Taraji is. Yeah.
Okay, but you just told me last time you known of her is from Baby Boy.
This is true. Where I've actually sat down and paid attention. But go ahead. No problem.
Oh goodness. Well, anyway, Taraji's a major star now since Baby Boy was like back in like 2001. But anyway. Mm-hmm. She actually has a boyfriend, and he is an NFL player. He's a little bit younger than her. They were seen on the beach in the Caribbean, walking hand in hand. So good for Taraji, getting her some
with
young loving.
What's his name?
And she also, what's his name?
Oh yeah, who was the guy?
Oh, the basketball player. I believe his name is Kendall. I'm talking about this by memory. I think his name is Kelvin Martin, I think. I gotta check it out. But she also was named Entertainer of the Year. So Taraji is having herself a great year. I mean, I wish you know, if USA Today named her that. So,
wow.
You know, she's a very important African-American figure in the public today. Yes, she's an entertainer, but still important.
Okay, well, let's look at her important role. Is she bringing anything positive to black women across America? What is she doing in this role and in her platform? What is she doing that's worthy of all of that praise? What is she doing on the show?
What do you mean? She's a great actress.
Okay, well, what is she portraying?
Well, right now, you know her and the other cast members of the House, Empire, they went over to Japan. So they were over there, you know, doing a USO tour or something like that for the military. So that's giving back right there.
Say what? They went to, excuse me, the cast of a TV show. The cast of a TV show goes to Japan to give, what are we going to do? You know, do a skit?
To the USO, to the military. That's
to do what?
In Japan.
But
what
to do what? Like,
to see them because of the holidays. Look, you never heard of this before. They've been doing it since, like, Bob Hope. You know what I'm saying? They celebrities, they go over there, the people that's overseas and they can't get home for Christmas.
I
they go over there and do
that.
A show.
I understand that. But what are they going to perform an episode of the show there? Like, anybody want to see that? I want
to
see
you. No, they're not
going to
do that.
With somebody.
Let's be serious. Are you kidding me? The whole
Beyonce.
Cast
I don't
want to
see you. I don't want to
no,
see.
You know what? Every time we talk about entertainment, this is what you do.
No, all I'm saying is that I would not be happy to see these people all come across. I want to see Hey Michelle's
okay.
old behind. I want to see Beyonce. I want some entertainment. I don't want to see no skit from the show or play no trailer. Anyway,
okay.
So go ahead. So they have some entertainment. So anyway,
yeah, well,
what
the boyfriend's name, I have a correction. His name is Kelvin Hayden.
Okay, he's
got like 50 Cent a little bit. Well, it says he's an NFL player who played for, and it was like two different teams. They didn't say he currently plays for. So he obviously, I believe he's a free agent. But Teresa Giudice
yeah.
from The Housewives of New Jersey, remember she went to jail last year? Well,
yeah.
She's finally out of jail, and she looks old in the face. Like,
what
I don't know. Jail?
Or something?
Yeah, fraud. And she just looks really old.
Mm.
And, you know, she's got the makeup on and everything, but it looks like that year in jail aged her.
Yeah. You know, they was, you know, they was showing her the real world, not the TV show. It was giving her the real world. Yeah, well, this is what happens, and that's weird. You know they didn't pay off the right people when they get caught up and have to actually go to jail in due time. You certainly wasn't paying the right person off. Because it's
right.
not normal. You normally pay your way out of trouble when you got it, you know. Or you got to grease the hand of those, you know, who need the grease. I don't know, there's some better. Well, folks, we have 4 minutes left in this new year. Well, this old year, I have to say. It's coming to a close. What are you thankful for this year? Let's go there.
I'm thankful for my health, my strength. My family, my friends, I'm just thankful to be able to, you know, do for myself and help others along the way. And, you know, and I just hope that the new year brings new and exciting adventures.
No, it's not. No.
What? Shut up. You and the sarcasm. I can't with you tonight. Every time I'm like, what? Like, what are you saying? And I hope the new year also brings me the same thing that, well, not exactly the same thing, but my health, my strength, and my family and my friends as well.
Absolutely.
Prosperity.
That's right.
What are you looking forward to, Mr. Knight? What do you want?
This year is, you know, buckling down, getting serious, and trying to grow up a little bit, you know, not tonight, but
a little bit.
A little bit. Just a little bit. And
how about a little
focus
a lot?
No, I'm fine. No, but I'm really just trying to focus on
You had to reiterate, like, no, no.
I'm good. You're infringing on my minutes here, my reflective minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My apologies. I'm so
no,
sorry.
But, I'm definitely grateful to be alive, healthy, you know, family, thing. And just next year is grinding, man. It's not going to see me out that often because it's go time. We are at of an age where it's time to make whatever you want to happen happen. So that's what this is about. And try to have some fun this year, but that's pretty much it. You know, just trying to move forward, on and upward, my friend. So we got 1 minute left. I bid you adieu, everyone. I'm going to play one last song, and hopefully this will set it off for your year. All right? This is from, take a guess, Eric. Give me a good guess. What song could I possibly play?
Okay. Say it one more time. Something's going on.
Here we go. Maybe this is perfect. I want you to sing along. Come on.
How can I love somebody else?
Hey.
Good night.
Day and night.